This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating. Patient's name is Mary Jones. Jones. Mary, Mary. Date of birth is 8/15/1929. Date of service is 11/16/2022. Miss Jones is a very pleasant Ms. Jones is a very pleasant 93-year-old female with history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, chronic atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, as well as hypothyroidism and history of TIA. Was admitted to the hospital with complaints of increasing shortness of breath. She was diagnosed with acute and chronic congestive heart failure. Also, she was influenza positive. She was diagnosed with acute hypoxic respiratory failure. She was started on oxygen, was started on Lasix. Cardiology was consulted. Was started on Tamiflu, continued on other medications. She was also started on Midodrine because of her low blood pressure and being diuresed with Lasix. Patient was gradually feeling better. She was improving. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she stated that she's feeling better. She's somewhat confused. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She does complain of some shortness of breath with exertion. She was also diagnosed with aspiration pneumonia while she was in the hospital. She was being seen by pulmonary, was treated with antibiotics, was given frequent nebulized breathing treatments, as well as supportive care, was doing better. She denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, vomiting, denies any diarrhea. No fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease. Next, chronic congestive heart failure, diastolic dysfunction. Next, aspiration pneumonia. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, acute and chronic kidney disease. Next, hypothyroidism, next GERD, next DJD, next mild dementia. Past surgical history, status post hip replacement surgery, hernia repair, right ankle repair, and Watchman procedure. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies to azithromycin. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure. Respiratory system, she denies any cough. She does complaints of shortness of breath with exertion. She was diagnosed with influenza as well as aspiration pneumonia. History of congestive heart failure. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological. She does seem to be somewhat forgetful, somewhat confused. She does have history of TIA. Musculoskeletal, she denies complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis, all other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils vehicle run and reactive to light, ocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was scattered bronchi in the bases. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression? Impression number one, acute and chronic congestive heart failure. Next is strep influenza. Next, aspiration pneumonia. Next, acute and chronic kidney disease. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, mild dementia. Treatment plan, patients admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue current medication. Will check routine labs. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to eat better. Will monitor her progress. Keep herself well hydrated. Will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.